This is Pentex Blitz, News Talk 1020, KKA.
We're going to take a time out here. Is the world coming to an end? Are the end times here? Well, I scoffed at this guy, and now I'm, when I first had him on the show, I scoffed at him, I made fun of him. I was, well, I don't think I was rude to him, but, well, I was, I guess I was on the verge. I was on the edge of being rude to him. Ronald Wineland is going to be joining us in just a few moments. He is the author of The Prophesied End Time. More on that coming up in just a few minutes on News Talk 1020, KDKA. It's 10:18, News Talk 1020, KDKA. Mike Pinsvec here. Well, I scoffed at this man. We made fun of him. I guess in a way we were rude. But my producer's laughing. She just walked in and handed me something here. She's laughing at me. Yeah, I get, well, okay. I'm all right. Maybe I was rude. I may have to apologize to him for that. Ron Wineland was on the program much earlier this year and made a prediction about end times. He said that there was going to be some sort of major calamity striking the United States. And he gave a time frame, but he said, well, maybe his time frame was off. Well, the time frame that he gave came and went, and nothing happened. So we called him back and kind of chuckled and yucked it up at his expense. And then we had Hurricane Katrina. And a couple people said, hey, I got some emails on this, too. And even my producer said, you know, we ought to get that guy back. You think this was what he was talking about? And I said, I don't know. I have no idea. Ron Wineland is a former pastor of the Worldwide Church of God and author of The Prophesied End Time. Ron, welcome to KDKA once again.
Hello.
Ron, was I rude to you the last time?
I don't remember it that way. I've talked to so many people, I just don't remember for sure. So,
okay.
I don't feel like you probably were, but
well, I
kind of expect that because it's kind of far out there for people to think about.
Well, just refresh our memory. When I talked to you much earlier this year, what was the context of that? Because, frankly, I don't have... I wish I had a clip of it, and I don't, unfortunately. So refresh our memories.
Yes, well, your producer or whoever called the other day mentioned that I made a comment about 2 weeks, something happening. Well, I didn't. I've never said that. I gave a time frame of things were going to escalate in the following year, and the 3 years that follow that, then they're going to escalate far, far greater, and they will come to the United States. There will be calamities here as well as around the world, and we're going to see them intensify. And the analogy that was given was a woman in labor. As the labor pains continue, they get closer and closer together, and they get more intense, and that's exactly what's going to take place.
At the time we had this conversation, my recollection was that you said the calamity would hit the United States, and you were predicting something huge. And I said, well, I you know, there are all kinds of calamities that happened, and what are we talking? And you said... I forget how you put it, and maybe you can refresh my memory on this. It was something to the effect that this would be unlike, this would be one of the worst disasters ever or something to that effect.
Well,
Do you recall that?
It's a gradually building up process, yes, and the point being is that we have about 3.5 more years now of things that are going to continue to happen, and far greater than that 3 years I talked about after this half a year is over by the end of this year. What happened in New Orleans with Katrina is very, very small. It's not of the magnitude of what I'm talking about.
That's small?
Yes, it is. But it's building up to be greater and greater, and that's what a labor pain is like. It starts out small, and it gets greater and greater, and it gets closer and closer together. The events get closer and closer together. And I started doing a lot of radio interviews before the tsunami, and I don't remember if yours was afterwards or not. But
well, it was after. Actually, it was afterwards.
Okay, well, I've been giving the same message starting about September and October of this past year, and this is very small compared to what's coming. It's going to get far worse.
Okay. Put that in context then for me. What do you mean it's going to get far worse? Why is it going to get far worse, and what does that mean?
Well, because there's going to be a far greater loss of life. This is very small compared to what's going to happen even in loss of life, let alone destruction that takes place. And there will be nuclear weapons that go off here in this country. It's coming. Terrorism and so forth, unprecedented, and as well as natural calamities. These are just a gradual buildup to a greater intensity as time goes along.
So you're now predicting in the next 3.5 years a nuclear weapons going off in this country, on our soil, by terrorists?
Yes, it could easily happen within the next 3 years.
Well, yes, it could easily happen. But, all right, so the other part of my question to you is, what does this mean?
Well,
I mean, is there a larger context here, in other words?
Well, it's the end of an age. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of an age. It's the end of 6,000 years that God gave to man. And he has been very specific about what's going to take place during that time period. And we happen to have entered that time period now. We've entered into it this past year. And that's why these events, people kind of make fun of certain things that are happening. But the whole point of it is God's going to give the proof as time goes along to give people opportunity to mock, to be skeptical. But he's going to take that away as time continues on because the events are going to become far greater in magnitude. And they're going to get closer and closer together as we go through this period of 3.5 years right now.
Okay, you say it's the end of an age.
Exactly.
Okay.
A new age is coming.
A new age is coming.
That's
and
right.
That new age will be what?
Well, it's just like the seven-day week that started when God put man on the earth. He gave 7,000 years for man to dwell on the earth, the first 6,000 as a whole. He gave to them to, just like the six-day week, the first 6 days of the week, he gave man to do whatever he wanted, his own way, his own thing, his own governments, his own religions. And God has been very patient over 6,000 years with mankind. But we are at the very end of that 6,000 years, and he's getting ready to usher in 1,000 years now of his government on earth, not man's government. We have the United Nations. That's a joke. Man can't bring peace to mankind. We can't bring it to the Middle East. Man can't do it. It's just an impossibility. We don't know the way of peace. Human nature is selfish. Human nature is, we're very inward as far as that goes. Everyone feels like they have the best ideas of how to do something when it comes to peace. Europe felt they had a better idea than the United States, and we have all these contentions.
Yeah.
And God's bringing his government. That's what the message is.
Okay, so how is God bringing his government here? Why have all these calamities occurring before he brings his government?
Because mankind for 6,000 years has ignored God. They have not listened to his prophets. They have not listened to his teachers that have come on the earth for 6,000 years. People think they have, but they haven't. Even Jesus Christ, when he came after 4,000 years, said that those who claimed to know God didn't know God. He said a lot of things about the Jewish people at that time, having turned away from God. They thought they were religious. They used the name of God. They had several different religions at that time. The same is true today in what we can call traditional Christianity. People talk about God. They talk about Jesus Christ, but they're not even close to what is true.
Okay.
They think about people going off to heaven. Mankind, people are dead. They die and they stay in the grave until a resurrection. And Jesus... Go ahead.
And Jesus, finish your thought, because I have a question.
And God's plan is that man is not going to heaven. They're dead. They're in the grave. They're waiting a great resurrection after the end of 7,000 years. But the 1,000 years preceding that is Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth to rule on the earth.
Well,
he is a king. He's the king of kings. But he didn't come the first time. He came as our Passover lamb. And that's what people don't understand. Even Pilate asked him, "Are you a king?" And he said, "To this end was I born, but my kingdom is not of this age. It's not of the first 6,000
years." I thought he said, "My kingdom is not of this world."
Well, it's the Greek word means age. It's translated some places age, some places as world.
So Jesus is coming on the clouds? Is that how it's going to happen here? Or?
Well, he's coming back. People will see him as he starts to come back. There's going to be a government established already that's going to be with him, 144,000 through time that God has been working with and calling. That are going to be a part of that government. When people go to Revelation and they read the book of Revelations, it talks about 144,000. And you can look at people in the Old Testament, like King David and so forth, the prophets and different ones mentioned, and in the New Testament as well. Those people that are dead that live this way of life, a right way of life, God's way, that he molded and prepared, he prepared them to be a part of that government.
All right.
Doing that for 6,000 years.
All right, I have more questions. You've got to hang on the line. Can you do that?
Sure.
And maybe we can take some questions for Dr. Is it Dr. or Reverend?
No, I don't use either of those. It's just Ronald Wineland.
All right, Ronald Wineland. He's a former pastor of the Worldwide Church of God and author of the prophesied End Time. We will continue with him in just a few minutes on News Talk 1020 KDKA. 20 KDKA. Mike Pinsack here along with Ronald Wineland, a former pastor and author of the prophesied End Time. I had great fun at his expense earlier this year when he was predicting that there were going to be catastrophes, some of them hitting the United States. Do you feel vindicated by the fact that Katrina hit the United States?
No, I don't like to see any kind of loss of life or destruction. It's just I just know it's going to take place, and that's my job to tell people about it.
Well, so is God, I mean, so what? So the way you're looking at this, I mean, and you know what, there are a lot of people who are sitting there saying, well, you know what, maybe we should take this guy seriously because of actually after what happened. There are all kinds of predictions. I mean, we got some people who are, you know, listening to you and saying, yep, he's right on it.
I've heard it over and over again for thousands of years.
Okay. But then we also have people right after Katrina hit, they're saying, well, the United States was punished because they went to Iraq. We went to war in Iraq. We're punished because we supported the dismantling of the settlers' outposts in the Gaza and the West Bank in the Middle East. I mean, there are any number of these claims out there. Okay. Well, you know, why should I take any of this stuff seriously? This hurricanes happen.
That's
we're
right.
in a period of heightened hurricane activity. This is a cyclical thing. The scientists know this. They've talked about it. It's been in the news that we are now in one of the more heavy, more terrific hurricane seasons in that cycle. It's a natural phenomenon. Why should we ascribe any supernatural context to this?
I'll be real candid with you. I don't expect anyone to yet. God doesn't expect anyone to yet. That's why he's going to do it the way he is. He's going to continue. These things are going to continue to happen. They're going to increase. It's my job to tell about that because of exactly what you're talking about now. Man has been skeptical of what God has said, things the things that are coming to pass. But he's going to take the doubt away. He's getting ready to take all that away because, you know, as we begin to see a far greater loss of life and a far greater destruction than even Katrina, by far, I'm telling you, this is a very small thing. And you start seeing these things happen in the next 3 years, 3.5 years, it's going to start making people change their attitude and listen to a message that God is giving to the world. This is the end. And a new age, a new world, a new government is coming. And they're going to have to change their ways in order to receive that kingdom or that government that's coming.
Okay. I could see the argument that God somehow forces hurricanes and whips up tsunamis and earthquakes and stuff like that. But you also made the claim that terrorists are going to use a nuclear device on our soil. I mean,
okay.
God doesn't do that.
No,
God's not making that thing happen.
And he's not doing the others directly at this point yet either. These are things that he allows to be done by a spirit world. They're held back until a specific time that they can begin to do things. If you go, that's why I've written this book, The Prophesied End Time. And by the way, it's a free book. People can get it by going to the internet, www.the-end.com, and we'll send out a free book anywhere in the world. And it explains these things in greater depth. But that's the thing about this world. When you go to Revelation and you read about some of the seals being opened, it's talking about allowing spirit beings that are on this earth, including Satan, that are going to do very powerful things of destruction. They're allowed to do that at this time.
Why? 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 Why would God, why would a loving, good God allow something like that to happen?
Because man doesn't want him. Man doesn't want his ways, and so he's going to chasten mankind.
We're being punished is what you're saying.
Well, he's going to reveal to mankind that he is God. Man hasn't believed it for 6,000 years. When he sends the prophets and so forth, people don't believe it, and nothing has changed. But he's getting ready to help man come to a point of humility. Man will not obey God, and that's all he asked. He gave us life. The only reason we're here is because he gives us life and lets us live here. He shares the entire world with us. And yet we don't obey him then, our own creator. And I can tell you the truth right now about certain things, but people don't like it. They don't like it when they hear, you mean nobody has gone to heaven? My loved ones aren't in heaven? You know, and they hate that. They don't like anyone saying that.
Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. No one is in heaven except Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ made it clear no man is in heaven except he who came down, and he's up there now, and those are the only two. That's even what Peter said on the day of Pentecost. He said not even King David, of all people. He's not even resurrected. He's still in his tomb. He's waiting for a resurrection. But you tell people this in traditional Christianity, and they get mad. You tell them there's no such place as a burning eternal fire of hell. There's no such place. It's the word in Hebrew for the Old Testament and in Greek in the New Testament simply means a hole in the ground. And that's what happens. People die, and they're buried in a hole in the ground. And our bodies go back to the dust from what we came from. And we wait for a resurrection. You hear people preach about people when they die. They talk about going to heaven, and then they start talking about a resurrection. Well, if they're already up there, why do they need a resurrection?
Well, I never understood that either, but there's lots I don't understand. Now, excuse me, I'm almost choked there on these words. Maybe that's a sign. I don't know. Okay, well, what about bad people? What about the Ted Bundys out there, the serial killers and Adolf Hitlers and people like that and Stalins? Where are they? What happens to them?
Well, there are certain ones that have gone so far as their minds are concerned. Some of those things of judgment, God hasn't given absolute things are going to take place. But as a whole, most of mankind and people who have done bad things that have done it in ignorance, they're going to be resurrected at the end of 7,000 years, back into a physical body. People don't understand that. They think they have immortal life, eternal soul living in them. We don't.
Okay, so bottom line here is the tsunami that we experienced, the Hurricane Katrina, and more to come, is all the harbinger and the herald of the second coming.
Absolutely.
That's what you're saying.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm still skeptical. Because I've heard this, we've heard this, and you know, the Bible says, quotes Jesus as saying, that you don't know the time. And you're claiming that you do.
And people haven't known the time until now.
But Jesus says that you don't know, not to worry about it.
No, if you go to the book of Revelation, there comes a time when he himself begins to open the seals, and he begins to reveal that the seals are being opened. The seals of Revelation have already started being opened.
Okay, what are we talking about there? Explain that.
Well, there are those things that have been withheld from man. Jesus Christ said he didn't even know the day or the hour. And yet there is that which is given in Revelation that reveals there's coming the time when he is going to reveal.
Okay, you said that, but what are these seals? What seals have been opened?
Well, the first five seals of the book of Revelation, that's in that book I've written.
Give me an example. I'm just trying to understand here.
Okay, well, I'll tell you about the seventh seal, which is what we're waiting for.
Okay.
When that opens, when that book is opened, it talks about various plagues that begin to come on the earth.
Okay. Now, well, we've got that. We've got AIDS.
Okay.
We've got.
No, but we're in a phase just before that. We're in the timing of the sixth seal right now. But when the seventh seal is open, that is the time that this country is going to come to an end.
This nation.
This nation. People don't know who we are in the Bible as far as we're prophesied in the Bible. But what's going to take place is there are going to be four great events on this earth that make us impotent as a nation. We're not going to have any more power. Our economy is not going to be there. Our government's not going to be there. And that's when World War III begins. And Europe is going to do the same thing they tried to do in World War I, World War II, and some of the same countries are going to be involved. This time, they succeed. And they conquer this nation, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Great Britain, some of the nations in Europe. And that's World War III. And then the great powers of the Far East, China and Russia, those nations are going to combine together, and they're going to battle against that power in Europe, and there's going to be a horrifying nuclear war on this earth. And just before, God says he's not going to allow man to annihilate himself. He's going to intervene to stop man from destroying himself. If God didn't open these seals and let these events begin, we are coming to the point in time where we would annihilate ourselves anyway, give ourselves another 20 years. China has plans of how they're going to take over the United States. They're very blunt about it. They have a general right now, one of their main generals, is very vocal about this long range, and they're very patient.
Yeah.
They follow through with their plans.
Yeah,
he's
I know who you're talking about. He's made statements about using nukes on us.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're patient, and they're waiting.
Yeah.
But this process is being speeded up. They're not ready for it yet, neither is Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why these things are going to happen more quickly, because God is allowing them to transpire more quickly. Otherwise, we'd annihilate ourselves.
And so Jesus arrives just in the nick of time.
As a whole, yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, and how are we going to know it's him?
Oh.
How are we going to know
that this is
not some false prophet?
By the time two-thirds of the earth is destroyed, another 90% of this nation is destroyed, even of the last third, people are going to be believing in this country and other places of the world. There's not going to be a whole lot left.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Ron.
What a pleasant message.
Yeah, I was just going to say another happy, uplifting message from Ron Wineland. okay.
I understand.
I dismissed you earlier this year, and I said, he doesn't know what he's talking. And then we have Hurricane Katrina. It's one of the worst disasters. Well, if I'm still here.
Well, you'll see a lot of things happening next. We're not there yet. We've got another 3 years.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You want to make a prediction between now and next year at this time?
Yeah, a lot more of this is going to keep happening.
Well, like what? I mean, can you be more specific?
I can't be specific because God hasn't given that.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're getting all of this stuff where? In the Bible? This is your interpretation of the Bible.
Well, it's that and through an inspiration that God gives as well, that he reveals things, and I can't take a long time to explain that. But yeah.
See, personally, I'm expecting some extraterrestrials to arrive and save us from ourselves. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, but, it's coming from another source, but...
All right. Well, Ron, I am a skeptic, but on the other hand, I mean, you did make this prediction that we get this Hurricane Katrina, and that was like a surprise to everybody, apparently, especially those people down in New Orleans. Ronald Wineland is the former pastor of the Worldwide Church of God. He's author of The Prophesied End Time, and he's got a website called the-end.com. Did I get that right?
Yes,
the-end.com. All right, Ron, we'll talk again maybe next year. How's that? All right. We're going to take some time out here. Do you buy any of this stuff? See, the thing was, I scoffed at this at first, and then blammo, we get this hurricane. And my producer, she's sitting back there shaking her head, nodding, saying, see, I told you. All right, the telephone numbers are open for you at 412-333-KDKA, *1020 on your Verizon cellular. Talk like a pirate day? I have absolutely no idea. It just is. Denise on a cell phone. Hi, you're on KDKA.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm just fine. You know, you think I'm making this up, but I'm not. There really is an international Talk Like a Pirate Day, and you can see it at a website, talklikeapirate.com, if you don't believe me.
I believe you.
Say, Arg! Aye, aye, Captain.
Aye, Captain.
All right, there you go. All right, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about that guest that you just had.
Yes, Ron Wineland.
Two comments. One is, I am worried about a possible nuclear war in the future, but it's not going to be God's tribulation. It's going to be man's fault.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And the second thing is Catholic teaching, we're body and soul. The soul, when you die, either goes to heaven or hell. In the second coming, if you went to heaven, or you're a good person that's on earth at the time, you'll receive a glorified body at that time.
Yeah, you know, I just got an email here reminding me of something else that I totally forgot. His claim that there's nobody in heaven right now is just ridiculous, because Jesus himself said to the guy hanging on a cross next to him, the other robber, remember?
Yeah.
And he said, because the guy believed, and he said, today, this day, you will be with me in paradise.
Yeah.
So that means that there's at least one other guy in heaven. So we know that because Jesus said so. So that, you know, he's wrong about that one. But, you know, my reaction to this is skepticism generally, because I just don't buy it. I've heard this over and over and over again. This has been going on for centuries. And even Jesus himself in the Bible, if you read the Bible, says that you will not know the day or the time. And scholars have said that the book of Revelation is about something else entirely anyway. On the other hand, I always say, yeah, but what if? What if it is true? So who knows? I don't know. Thanks for the call, Denise. Sandra, you're on KDKA. Hello.
Hi, did you say Sandra?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just calling to say, if you think about it, when Jesus comes, the end result will be, supposedly, is a new earth where things will be better.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that we attain for is either to go to heaven or to live on this new paradise on earth. So does it really matter if we know when Armageddon starts or not? Because if I go out today and get killed in a car wreck, today was my last day on earth.
That's
it doesn't
right.
matter if
that's
Armageddon's
true.
3 years from now or 300 years from now.
Well, you know, aside from all this end time stuff, because I don't know. I mean, this Ron Wineland and a whole bunch of other people think that we're in the end times, quote-unquote, and that Jesus is just around the corner. I don't know whether he is or isn't. I mean, it seems to me that the bottom line is that you should live a good life, try to do what's right, and then, you know, not worry about this stuff.
Exactly.
But, you know, here's a larger question. And after Hurricane Katrina and the tsunami, but more so Katrina here in the United States, because it's obviously at home, it hit us right here where we live. You know, the question is, why does God, if you believe in God, why does God let stuff like that happen,
well,
especially to poor people?
I am not a scholar in any way, but I think it all goes back to the book of Genesis. Adam and Eve had a chance they had a chance to make a choice to listen to God or to not, and they obviously chose not to. So they used their free will, which is a gift from God. It's one of the things that separates us from animals. They used their free will, and they disobeyed God, and they wanted to be able to be their own boss. And we are giving a chance all through history to make our decisions and be our boss or not. And God kind of has stepped back and let things happen so that we can see what happens when we are in charge of ourselves and we don't want God.
All right.
And directly into our life is what I think.
So. All right. I appreciate your call. Thanks very much. We will continue. Take some more of your calls. That is to be taught next to evolution.